This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
John Hancock and Chris Ranji on KMOX today. We are glad you are with us. And there's a lot of concern in the medical industry. Really, around the country, there's concern about what might happen if there are significant cuts to Medicare, especially as it pertains to nursing homes in the country and here in the state of Missouri. To talk about that with us, the challenges that we are facing now and could be facing down the road, the Vice President and Missouri State Director of SEIU Healthcare, Lenny Jones, is with us. Shawnda Whitfield is a healthcare worker there. Both are in studio. Good to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having us.
So let's first talk about the challenges that the industry is facing now. Forget about what might be coming. What challenges is Missouri, or are Missouri, like, currently having to deal with?
Yeah, so I'll start with that, and I'll let Shawnda jump in and give the point of view from somebody who works in a nursing home. But in general, Missouri has some of the lowest Medicaid funding in the country, has some of the worst staffing to resident ratio, and there's a direct correlation of staff to resident ratio depends on what the quality of care is. So we have done studies that demonstrate how low that care is in the city of St. Louis. 95% of the nursing homes are Medicaid nursing homes that have the lowest ratios. You saw back in December of 2013, Northview Village, which at the time was the largest nursing home in the city of St. Louis, shut its doors in the middle of the night, threw 174 residents out in the street, 184 workers lost their jobs overnight. And that's emblematic of the types of stress that nursing home operators have currently, and then the workers who work there feel the burden of that stress because they're having huge numbers of residents that they're having to take care of. And I think Shawnda can give some of that example.
Yes, I work in a nursing home / behavioral health. The nursing homes are different now. Usually you can go to work and you know what you're facing with the seniors or whatever. Now it's like the nursing home are full of mental, psych.
Dementia,
Maybe some seniors are still there, but the most part is people like you and I, you know, young people. And we have to take care of up to 20, 30 people. But these are people that me and your age is, and they got a mental health issue. So it's really detrimental to the staff, you know. Because if I'm watching over a ward full of nothing but men and it's just me, things happen.
Yep.
It opens doors for things to happen. So I just feel like the Medicaid cut, where do they put me, you know, as a worker? I mean, it's not just for people that's on assistance. It's for people that works as well.
Yeah, the industry is such that they're built on Medicaid reimbursements that are paid to the nursing facilities. And there's a constant back and forth between the government and the nursing homes to get those reimbursement rates up. And if you so you guys are worried about federal cuts to Medicaid that are in the budget that's pending right now in Washington, there haven't been specific cuts made to Medicaid, but the overall target number in the budget would leave you the question, how could you do any of this without cutting Medicaid? I think that's a concern. Mm-hmm. Shunda, I've had both my mom and dad and my mother-in-law have all gone through, lived, and passed away in a nursing facility. And I just want to tell you, the people who care, the caregivers at those places, are remarkable people. And what you have to deal with on a day in and day out basis is, you know, unless you've experienced it, it's unimaginable. And there's a special, it takes a special person to do what you do. So I wanted to thank you for that because I know.
No problem.
I know.
Yes. It can get very stressful because when you can't move around and move about and you looking over 20, 30 people and you can't get to this person in time enough, you have to deal with the family member.
It's physically taxing.
Yes.
And you got, I mean, you got to be tired. Lenny, what does happen if Medicaid gets reduced? You say Missouri's already got one of the lowest participation there. Most of the folks in long-term care in Missouri are on Medicaid at this point. Very few private pay. What happens? What does a consequence look like?
Yeah, well, the squeeze is on the workers once again. So if currently we're in a situation where staffing ratios are so low in nursing homes because of financing, take away some more of that money, the staffing's going to get worse. And we're at a moment where there's tremendous increase in need. More people are baby boomers, are retiring, getting older, needing services like nursing home care. It's just going to be a bigger squeeze for nursing home workers.
So what is the – do you have a specific or a close number in mind as to what you think – we might be missing out on? Because there are people who say, well, the administration says they're not going to cut Medicare, they're not going to cut Medicaid, they're not going to touch any of that. But do you have numbers? Do you know what might actually end up happening?
Nothing has been floated directly, but with what, John, you pointed out, there is a number out there. They need to find $800 billion in cuts over 10 years. There's not many buckets to pull that money from. So if they're looking
to
cut.
It kind of has to come from Medicaid.
Medicaid's a target. And so you see comments from Senator Hawley saying, hands off Medicaid, which is great. You know, we're trying to get a meeting with him to firm that down. But that's the kind of word that we need to hear and that we need to be getting out there. Like, there are significant consequences.
The thing about the federal budget is when if you take defense and entitlement programs off the table, say we're not going to touch those things, or you make some nominal cuts in defense, what's left, and of course debt service on paying our federal interest on the federal debt, which is $38 trillion, when you take those things off the table and you say we're going to cut government, what's left to cut is about a third of the government, and it's called non-defense discretionary spending. There's not enough money there. And whenever Republicans have been in power, they've cut non-defense discretionary spending every single time they've had the White House and the Congress. So it's not like there's a lot of money. So when you're talking numbers like $800 billion, it's either going to be defense or entitlements or both. And I think that's the concern that you all have.
That's right. I want to also lift up the bigger impact is actually on home care services.
Mm-hmm.
67% of Missouri nursing homes are funded by Medicaid. Almost 100% of home care services are. And for your listeners, I bet you almost all of them would rather be at home when they get older, would like home care services. That's an area that's really going to be impacted.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
So it's wild that we're having this conversation, because the conversation should be how much more do we need, not how much less are we going to have to deal with. And that's the conversation we're having. Yes. Is what are we going to lose when people look? I've been around it. I have family who've had to deal with this. People who have home health care and or maybe couldn't afford home health care and had to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. That is an impossible job. It's an impossible job to look after somebody who needs care, and you've got your own life to deal with.
Exactly.
So how do we better help those people?
Absolutely. Our answer has always been we need more federal funding to support programs like nursing home care, and that comes through Medicaid. And I think it's super – Medicaid is very popular. 90% of Missourians support Medicaid. And we need to really lift up those voices to say, like, Medicaid is for senior citizens. Medicaid is for young children. Medicaid is for people with disabilities, mm-hmm. right? And we, mm-hmm. you know, we need to protect that. We need to make the case that more money should be going into these programs, not less.
Interested to ask Shunda, because you're living this now. Mm-hmm. How is the relationship between the operators of the facilities and the workers? Is there a lot of collaboration that takes place? Does it vary from owner to owner? Or what does that look like?
Well, I've been in my job going on 11 years now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we have a pretty good, you know, from time to time. But they come in and, you know, they may have a meeting and then they go or what have you. I think just, you know, we are there, the people that's been there for the longest time. It's not about a dollar for us. It's about the compassion.
So that's the thing. I have found that the folks that do what you do, mm-hmm. you have a heart. You wouldn't do that job if your heart wasn't geared to just loving people and appreciating the beauty of human life and the lifelong of experiences that person has and the richness of that. You're a special person, man. Really.
Thank
are.
You.
Yeah.
So what's next? You did say that you're hoping to or going to meet with Senator Hawley.
We have an ask out to his office. Shunda was in D.C. a couple of weeks ago for a national lobby day. She visited with several offices, didn't get meetings with any of our congresspeople in Missouri at that time, going back again March 26th for a lobby day. I also want to shout out another praise for Shunda. She, with her relationship with the owners, she brings the issues to management and they deal effectively. So when workers are empowered and have those relationships, nursing homes can be a lot better places. Mm-hmm. The big challenge we have is a lot of outstate owners coming in. Buying up property is an investment. right, a way for them to maximize their profits, which means driving down the costs in the nursing homes, which means less care. That's the thing that we face more than anything else.
So if people are listening, and I would implore them to keep this in mind, that it may not be affecting you now, mm-hmm. but there is a very good chance it is going to at some point in your life, maybe even soon. So this, it may not sound like something that matters to you in the moment, but it's going to. If they want to be able to assist you in any way, how can they do it? If people listening.
Yeah, I think they can, first and foremost, there's a lobby day that we have coming up. And if I can just give sure. Senator Hawley's phone number out, just to be able to put in a call to his office.
Don't give his cell phone number.
I won't do that. 202-224-6154 is his D.C. office. Again, 202-224-6154. The message is simple. Hands off of Medicaid.
All right. Lenny Jones and Shonda Whitfield, we really appreciate you both coming in. Thank you for what you do. And we hope that the cuts don't come, or if they do, they're not nearly as bad, because we clearly need people who do what you do. So thank you for coming in.
Amen.
Yes.
John Hancock and Chris Ranji on KMOX.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.